B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in Sound Off. You got something to say. And he had a lot to say yesterday, as I'm sure this line's humming. Let's see what we got on Sound Off today.
I have to apologize to Mr. Harper. I was the one calling saying if he doesn't like the money or, you know, wants the time to get it. And he wanted a place that he could call home and live and finish his career with. So it would have been all on the Phillies with me once that all would have came out. So I'm still going to apologize. I don't have to, but I will apologize to Mr. Harper for that miscalculation on my behalf.
All right. I got you.
You've been in this town long enough to know that after all the shenanigans with the Bryce Harper thing, most of the town is going to fold their arms across their chest and look at them like it's, show me what you got, kid, and show me right now. And as soon as he goes 0-for-8 or a week without RBIs, they're going to crucify him.
No, they're not. They're not, because he wanted to be here, and that means a lot. And the fact that he is recruiting other athletes here, he's doing a smart thing. You know, it might be a little bit phony, might be sucking up a little bit, but he's doing the right thing.
I got two words for the people that are down on Bryce Harper. Get excited! Come on, people! We got a chance to finally get back to the playoffs. Get excited! Let's go! Listen, a first-round exit in the playoffs is better than no playoffs.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
See, you don't believe that.
What?
You believe it, but you don't really believe.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
That first round exit, that won't be good enough for this team. If they actually get into the playoffs, let's say they win 94 games. Let's split the 93-95. Mm. They win 94.
Yeah.
They win a division.
Mm.
And they go out and lose in five. You're not having that.
First year with this group.
You can live with it?
I probably can live with it.
Yeah, with all due respect to you guys and your naming rights on the fly, I got the name for Bryce's fan group, Harper's Bizarre.
Yeah, that's a magazine. That's already been used, though. I saw it because Boris actually called it Harper's Bizarre.
No, we can't do that. Then.
Yeah, I ripped it off.
I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but not too long ago, we had the four aces, which trumps this AAA pitching staff. We had a starting lineup, which trumps this current starting lineup. The net yield of chips, just one. It should have been three or more.
Dave's killing me, man. Listen. You may have three championships in 2020, and that's going to be a great thing. We're living in a different era. You know, that's the thing we have to get used to. We're living in a different time.
Yeah, you knucklehead. You keep saying this is the biggest free agent signing in sports history in Philadelphia. But what about Pete Rose? What about Moses Malone? What about Nick Foles? They're all free agents who signed and helped us win championships. Come on, man.
Pete Rose is second. Pete Rose came to the Phillies in the twilight of his career. He didn't come as a 26-year-old star of the game. And Moses Malone was in a trade home. So come on, you gotta get your facts right.
I don't think I've ever heard such a complete 180 as yesterday. It was one of the greatest things. Like, Middleton, blah, blah, blah. They're not going to do
I know. I get you kidding.
It was amazing. Natalie came on and you came up with the news. What a great day.
Yeah, I was completely gutted. You know, I had vim and vigor, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, okay, never mind. You guys are great.
Harper has knocked in 100 runs once. Hit 249 last year with 169 strikeouts. Philly needs to just slow the roll a little bit.
Why? Why are you gonna slow your roll? I don't understand what's the payoff of slowing your roll. The guy's a slugger. He's coming to your town. He's going to hit 40-plus home runs. Slow your roll. Slow this.
Great day in Philly all around. However, my only concern is the guy running the team. If he starts with his goofy crap like he did last year, and I know there were some players last year that weren't happy with the way he was managing the team, I think that'll be his curtain call here in Philadelphia.
Well, again, it's a different team. It's a seasoned team. It's an accomplished team. Last year, he was trying to squeeze some different things out of an under-talented team. So I think he's smart enough to figure that out. At least I hope.
Perspective. Let's put this all in perspective, all right? Everybody's happy. Based on what? Somebody's decision, all right? If he didn't decide to come here, would everybody be this happy?
Well, of course not. What kind of stupid question is that? That doesn't even make sense, what you just asked. No, we wouldn't be as happy as we are now that he signed. It's elemental.
I'm walking around in my backyard in the rain. I am outright giddy. We got Harper. We got him. Here's my question. What's the 3-4-5? Hoskins, the catcher, whose name we're going to jack up for years, and Harper.
Harper's three. Got to be three, maybe two. I don't know. They like him at two. I don't like him at two. I'd rather have him in the three hole. I like an RBI spot. I know they like his on base percentage, but he's also an RBI man. And at the three hole, you get a lot of ribbies, a lot of chances. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of SoundHeart. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.